Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. The WWE is all about the tag tourney. The TV title for TNA actually gets defended this week. And Sean Daivari became a local hero. All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the only podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So Sean Daivari did something awesome this week. Did you hear about it, Aaron?
No, you'll have to tell me more.
All right, here's what happened. He was actually on a train going to Minneapolis, and it was only a 20-minute train ride. And this guy, an unruly passenger, started saying all these racial slurs to people and was very rude. And so a couple people hit the emergency button thinking the cops were going to come and get him. Well, apparently that didn't happen. So they hit it again, and Daivari's ticked it this time because everyone's hitting the emergency button. Next stop comes, nothing happens. Finally, he sees the guy, turns him around, puts him in a sleeper hold, knocks him down. The guy pees his pants, and then 15 seconds later, the doors open, and he picks him up from the belt buckle and his collar and heaves him out of the train.
Wow.
And what I find funny about this is that then someone said, I wonder if wrestling's still fake.
See, I heard that he suplexed the guy. And then after that, he put the STF on him and made him submit. And then he won the train title is what I heard.
And that's when the guy peed his pants. No, but it's actually really cool because you don't hear about this stuff. And Daivari didn't think he was anything big. He was so upset about the whole situation because the cops didn't come. Everyone hit the emergency button, but nothing was done. So he got really mad about it and put the guy in the chokehold and sleeper hold. And guy went down, peed his pants. Everyone clapped, and then he heaved him out. I would have loved to see him heave out because they said that the guy was a bigger guy. And he just picked him up and was like, here you go. So congratulations, Sean Daivari, for what you did. And actually, you can tell he's a good person, too. I've listened to him on Art of Wrestling. He's been on there twice. Colt Cabana's website or podcast. You got to check it out if you haven't. So something big actually did happen, though, Aaron. Supposedly Edge is in hot water right now because of something that's been going on for a while. His girlfriend, Beth Phoenix, is leaving the WWE. He's also doing some stuff with Tommy Dreamer, and he has not signed a WWE Legends contract. The rumor is they're upset right now. Edge and WWE are upset at each other. I don't know what they're going to... I mean, what do you think is going to happen here? Do you think he's going to finally sign that Legends contract? Or what do you think is going to happen with him?
You know, I wonder what the Legends contract entails. You know, obviously they can use his likeness. You know, that was probably something that was very explicit a long time ago that they could use it for so many years. You know, his character and everything. And, of course, DVDs. I wonder if they don't like the fact that, you know, he's a WWE guy. I mean, that's where he started. You know, it's not like he's gone to TNA or anything like that. You know, he is a WWE guy. I wonder if they're upset that, you know, maybe he's going to some other places to help out these lower promotions. And they feel as though that he's better than that, that they're making him doing that makes their product look inferior, you know. I wonder if that's the case because Edge is not washed up. Edge is not like, you know, I hate to use this example, but Jake the Snake. You know, Jake the Snake is somebody who does all these indie shows. He's completely washed up and he should not be there. However, though, someone like Edge, if he goes to he won't do this. Let's say he goes to Ring of Honor and he promotes something. You know, people are gonna be like, wow, Edge was at Ring of Honor. And especially in the wrestling community, that's a really big deal. WWE doesn't want that, though. And so at least that's my interpretation of this. So I don't know. I mean, I think that Edge, honestly, I think that he's in a good place and, you know, he should just do what he wants to do.
Yeah. And the nice part also is that he can do these shows. If they're on a Friday, he comes in on Thursday and the Friday show's done. You know, it's an all day thing usually. And then Saturday he's back home. And he gets paid a lot of money to do this. The whole thing with what's going on with Tommy Dreamer, it's going to be great for him because he literally flies in, does his thing, and then he leaves. And he's going to get paid, you know, he'll probably get paid around $4,000. Usually a big guy like that will get paid about that for an indie show. But it's a big indie show. So it's not a small one. It's going to be a huge one that him and Dreamer are going to do. You know, the WWE's probably ticked at him, but I'm wondering if he's going to do this and see if the WWE gives him a better contract. But I find it weird that Beth Phoenix, who's his girlfriend, is leaving too, which is kind of weird. You know, like, is it a power play? Is he waiting to get the Undertaker money? Because the rumor is Undertaker makes over $1 million. And what is he doing?
Yeah, wrestles once a year.
Once a year, he's in every promo. It's bad. So one thing we should talk about, guess what debuted on Wednesday, Aaron?
Was it South Park?
No, South Park was good, though. But no, main event actually aired on ION. It was a weird show.
What was the main event in main event?
You know, I don't remember what the main event was, but the first match was Punk versus Sheamus. Title versus, you know, title. And
that should have been the main event for main event, and it was your curtain jerker.
They came out, they did it, you know, like a promo. It was basically, it was a show that could have been done in 30 minutes. Like, Saturday Morning Slam is, I think, the best show they have out right now, which is sad. But it's geared towards kids. That's their market. It's the kid market. Well, it's one of those shows that I wouldn't mind my daughter watching because it's not violent. It's more technical stuff. No hits to the head or the neck. It's actually a decent show. Main event was kind of stupid because it's like Superstars. They have a recap. They showcase one superstar. They actually played a lot of CM Punk's DVD. They paid, I think, at least 3 minutes of it, and it was really good what they had. And I can't wait for that to get released. I think it's in November it gets released, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be really great. Nice. So ION debuted. So on ION, if you get it, apparently it's like a CW type station.
And we'll actually talk about that a little bit.
We'll talk about some other time.
Let's talk about WWE programming for this week. So the tag tournament has been all the rage. You know, that's what they've been talking about. In particular, let's talk about the updated standings. Mm-hmm. Right now we have Mysterio and Sin Cara going to take on Rhodes and Sandow. And then on the other side, you have Sandow and Ryder taking on the primetime players. Now, they actually had Santino and Ryder in the main event of main event, which is kind of funny. But you know, it's whittled down. Of these four teams, you know, which two do you see making it to the finals? And then obviously, who do you think is going to win to take on Hell No?
Well, I think this is what I think is going to happen. I think that Mysterio and Sin Cara are going to lose. And then Santino and Ryder are going to win. What's going to happen, though, is primetime that I think Mysterio and Sin Cara are going to start their feud at that point.
Oh, really?
I think it's the time you might want to start the, you know, start.
That's pretty early, though. You can tease it, but that's early to start the feud.
Well, it's going to they're going to tease it at first, and then but I think it's going to be starting. They'll tease it, and then it'll go full force.
I think that's way too early. I think that's something. I mean, it's October. You know, we're talking about WrestleMania's in April. I mean, that is very, very early to do the feud, I think. Mm. I think that's way too early. However, though, I actually do agree with you. I think Rhodes and Sandow are going to win. And obviously, it would be a better matchup to have them go up against Santino and Ryder. Mm-hmm. I think the primetime players might win, though. Well, that's what I think might happen.
If they win, then Sin Cara and Mysterio have to win.
I know, and that's what I'm saying, is that Rhodes and Sandow, obviously being the heel, you want to have the face win. I could possibly see two heels going up against each other, though.
I could almost see something happen where something happened in the match with primetime players, and somehow they get thrown in the mix, so they have like a three-way. Or I wouldn't be even surprised if they have a four-way.
I think actually it might be a better thing, you know? Yeah,
if you have a four-way, I think it'd be great. But, you know, for the title. I mean, but how do you do that? Well, you can't do a four-way because you have to do a five-way because... Who's going to – because the number one – it's going to decide the number one – well, I guess you could do that.
Well, you know, and the other thing too is, you know, these are only two matches, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have the other match, you know, the finals. So you have three matches. I think there is I'm not even positive how many Raws there are because I believe the 13th is Bound for Glory and the or I'm sorry, the 14th is Bound for Glory and the 21st is Hell in a Cell, if I'm correct.
So, it's the 28th.
You sure?
Yeah, because I actually had to change it in my calendar. I was like, Hell in a Cell is supposed to be this weekend. What? And then I looked it up and I was like, oh, it's the 28th. So I changed it.
Well, okay, if that's the case, I mean, there are 1, 2, 3 Raws in between them. So you could have one match per Raw.
Mm-hmm.
I actually wouldn't do that. Here's what I would do. I would have the two semifinals matches this next week. And then the following week, you do the singles matches. And then for that Raw before, then you do the actual final match.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I would do. And the reason I would do that is because that way you're actually putting a lot of emphasis on that. And I think that'd be a very smart thing to do. I mean, this is a pretty big deal. They are pushing so much into the tag division now. And I like that. I'm a fan of that. I really am. But if you're going to do that, you need to give them you need to have the singles go on there too. You know, you need to have all this extra stuff happen in order to make the tag division worthwhile. So kudos to WWE. They do some stuff very, you know, well, and this is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to this tournament ending. I'm looking forward to the Hell in a Cell match too.
Yeah, it's great. They're actually putting love for the tag team division, and you could tell that I think some fans are actually starting to dig it now. They're starting to like the tag teams again. So they've had a lot of unneeded singles matches. I don't get this, dude. What was the point of some of these matches? Miz versus Ryder, Antonio versus Brodus Clay, ADR versus and Kofi. What was the point of these three matches?
Yeah, these were three matches on Raw that, you know, the Antonio and Brodus Clay one, that one went on for, I think, 2 minutes. And it was a squash match.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Brodus Clay just got the crap kicked out of him. And I know that I read that management is really down on Brodus Clay right now on his character, not on him. And so they're thinking about getting rid of the Funkasaurus and bringing, like, the monster back.
I think that's bad, though, because the Funkasaurus, the kids like him.
Mm-hmm.
And when he had a match on Saturday Morning Slam, they also not only did they have the match, but then they had a little showcase about how to dance and stuff. And it was very kid friendly. I think you have to keep that character. It's not a Godfather character, but it's something like that. But you can gear him towards he likes to dance and then he wrestles and then he dances some more. It's kind of like Too Cool in a way.
You if know, like you when, do that, though, you have to keep him on Saturday Morning Slam.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, I think
he can't be on Raw. Honestly, he can't be on Raw.
That's something I'd have to really think about.
I also think that you should put him in a tag team. You know, like, no joke, you should have him as the monster of the tag team, you know, and have like a smaller guy with him. Mm-hmm. That's what I would do. But that's just me, you know, mm-hmm. if I was booking that.
Yeah, I don't know. Are they trying to do something with Alberto Del Rio and Kofi Kingston, or is this just so Rodriguez could come out and do some talking on the mic?
Yeah. I think they're shoving ADR down everyone's throats. He was out for a while, and I got to say this much. I kind of want him to be gone a little longer. I think that they have packaged him so poorly. This is a guy who is a former WWE champion. He is your Royal Rumble winner. You know, he won the Money in the Bank briefcase, all this other crap. And honestly, they've done a very bad job of building him up. You know, they gave him all the stuff in the span of a year. Like, really? Like, why would you do that? You honestly, you kind of like you pushed him down our throats to the point where we don't even like him now, you know, and having this pointless match. Like, what are they doing with Del Rio? You know, that they it seems like they don't have an idea of what's going on Raw and SmackDown now, and especially with Raw, with it being 3 hours. So I could go on this for days, but Andy, I want to move on, though, about Punk threatened JR to get some really cheap heat. But what did you think of this segment?
Well, at first they said that it was Jim Ross appreciation night.
Yeah.
How many times have they done these?
I mean, you know
what's going to happen. So I knew Punk was going to come out. And by the way, the stuff with Punk and Heyman holding the belt like he's a boxer, and then Punk coming out talking, and then he gives the mic to Heyman. And the heat is so good, but then you still have a couple people that are like, yeah, like, go see him, Punk. I thought this segment went a little too long. They could have done it a little bit faster, but it was supposed to be for JR. appreciation night. And I did thought it was funny when he stopped on his hat. I got a good kick out of that. But overall, I thought this is pointless. And then have Ryback come out and defend JR. This isn't the right time for Ryback.
Did it make Punk look weak that he got out of the ring?
Yeah, it made him look weak. You know, it made him show a sign of weakness. And maybe that's what you want to have right now. Kind of tease, like, he is beatable. We're going to keep teasing this for a while. Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. Like, and it's just weird. I don't know. I don't get this. And what the bad part was, is that Ryback doesn't even know how to do his finisher. Prince Albert. I'm sorry. What's Lord Tensai now.
No, yeah. He's known by so many names.
He couldn't lift Tensai. And Tensai, you know, he's a big guy. He is huge. And he tried to lift him, but he couldn't do it. So he ended it with the clothesline.
He tried it twice. And I guess from everything we read online, it said that Vince was in the truck, like, screaming about how to do the finisher, you know, like what he should do to finish, because you want to make him look really strong. He can't do a roll up or anything like that. So, of course, they relay the message to the ref, and the ref says, you know, just clothesline him. And so he clotheslines him and gets the victory. And then Michael Cole, of course, has to do damage control. Well, normally he marches around the ring, but you know, he instead decided to do this, and you know, it just shows the versatility. You know, like just all this, like, you know, trying to basically say, well, yeah, he really screwed up, but you know, I'm covering for him.
Exactly.
I honestly think that this is a sign. Seeing how he couldn't do that, I don't think he's ready.
No, he's not. He's nowhere near ready. I mean, when you look at Goldberg, how they built him up, it was a slow burn.
It was one of the best buildups.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Honestly, for that type of character.
I remember he won the U.S. title. That was a big deal. Then all of a sudden, one night, they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, Goldberg's facing Hogan in Atlanta on Monday night. They announced it on a freaking Thursday. And you're like, huh?
Because that's what,
yeah. And that's the buildup. That was your buildup. They screwed that one over. WWE just did it. They screwed it up already.
Yeah.
Because you can't have him lose. You can't have him lose a CM Punk.
No. CM Punk has to, first of all, you cannot put the title on him.
No.
You cannot put the title on him.
What's going to happen is CM Punk's just going to have to leave and say, no, I'm not doing it. And then no one gets hurt. But this is too soon. This is way too soon.
No, and I mean, we don't know who CM Punk is facing at Hell in a Cell. It could be Ryback. It could be Cena. It could be Mick Foley for all we know. You know, we don't know yet. And that's honestly, I think that's kind of a bad thing. They had 6 weeks to build up this pay-per-view, and we don't even know what the main event is yet. We know one match. Or I'm sorry, we know two matches. We know the World Heavyweight Championship match, and we know that the tag titles are going to be defended there, and it's going to be against the winner of the tourney.
Yeah, and they've built that up good so far. I'll give them credit on that. They've done a good job. But I don't know. Well, it's something we'll discuss in another time, but we got to thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And make sure you use the special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, and you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com. Take a bite of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out the Section 86 Off the Mark page. If you click on the banner above, it'll take you to W Shop. And if you spend more than $70, you get $10 off your order. And make sure you check out HighSpots.com. Let's move on to Impact Wrestling. So Joey Ryan signs a TNA contract, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
Did he read it? He did not read the contract because it's a one-day contract, and he's going to face Al Snow at Bound for Glory.
Always got to read your contracts, Andy. Got to read them.
Yep, got to bring your lawyer over and make sure it's not for one day. It's for a TNA contract, which I found really interesting. That whole segment was pretty good, too. I thought they put that together real well.
I like Joey Ryan. I think that this has been a very slow burn.
Yeah.
Very slow. I mean, this is something that's been going on for 5 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't see him on TNA that often. I mean, we see him maybe once a month, maybe. This is a guy that we don't see very often. And then when you see him, you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about him, and I'm glad to see him again. And he's got a very unique look, a very unique style to him. I honestly think that he is going to be really great in their in the X division, mm-hmm. and possibly even in the TV title division, you know, with whatever they choose to do with that. I got to say this much. I'm digging this. I think that this will probably be a pretty fun match. Joey Ryan should win this, you know, to get, you know, a real contract. And I think I see a bright future for him. I really do. And Andy, speaking of the TV title, big news. Really big news this week.
Did they actually defend it?
Samoa Joe defended the TV title against RVD.
Gosh. Week one. And,
all right, we're going to reset the counter. 1 week in. You're going good, TNA. You're going good. Yeah,
let's see if they actually, you know, do it next week too, if he defends it.
If they defend it next week, I mean, that's a new record.
Yeah.
All right. For the TV title.
I think the last time they let it go, what, 4 weeks or 5 weeks? And then all of a sudden,
it's probably only three.
Yeah, Devon was there, and then he didn't defend it. Yeah. What's up with that? Yeah. So Chavo beat Kurt Angle in actually a halfway decent match. I'm trying to figure out why they even had this match, but whatever.
Yeah, and I also am trying to figure out how somebody who is a lower mid card, somebody who, if I'm correct, never held the IC or US title, I don't believe. He held the Cruiserweight title, of course, in WCW and in WWE. Mm-hmm. He held the ECW WWE title, which means nothing.
Right.
Anyone could hold that. Jack Swagger held that. He beat a multiple time, a WCW, a WWE, a World Heavyweight, a TNA, an NWA champion. I have a question for you, Andy. Who books this crap?
I have no idea. Unless they're making it so Angle and Styles win the titles. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. But yeah. Chavo facing Angle was ridiculous. And the fact that, yeah, he beat him with a roll-up and Angle kicked out right away. But you can't do that. You just can't do that. Yeah. It's horrible. So the X title... The X Division title was actually defended.
Yeah.
What happened here?
Yeah, so Z-Mayan defended against Doug Williams. I was very happy to see this. You know, the X Division, I feel, has kind of taken a back seat recently. And I got to say, you know, this week's Impact was pretty good. You know, I'm very glad that they had so many matches, and I feel like they progressed storylines along. And that's something that's actually really important, because mm-hmm. if you're not progressing these storylines along and you're not making these things worthwhile, then you're just staying stagnant. And I feel as though, you know, you're showing off the X Division. You know, I just hope that they show off maybe next week an X Division match, you know, like, oh, this is a semifinals to who's going to face Z-Mai on Bound for Glory. Mm-hmm. So you have like, you know, these two face and then these two face and then they face each other, winner faces Z-Mayan. I hope they do something like that. I don't know if they will. I guess we'll see.
Yep. Looking forward to it. So for the main event, they had Double A, Austin Aries, not Arn Anderson, versus Jeff Hardy versus Bully Ray. And what I didn't understand is why Bully Ray won.
You know what I didn't understand? Why Austin Aries and Jeff Hardy are facing each other.
Yeah. Why?
I'm confused. Like, this makes no sense to me. Everything that they've been doing very well, these two should not be facing each other before the pay-per-view. In a tag match, maybe. But even then, you probably don't want to do a tag match, you know, until maybe like 2 weeks before. A three-way, though? I mean, there was a lot of time that they had against each other. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to – you want people to pay to see these two fight. And I'm kind of – I think that this was kind of poor booking. I think I take a look at this and Chavo and Angle. I think a very, very poor booking on their part.
Yeah, and you'd think because it was such a good show. I mean, the women's tag match was good. I mean, the TV title match was pay-per-view quality almost. I mean,
Samoa Joe taking on RVD.
Come on, man. Wow. Yeah. And then they blow it with the main event.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So we need to move on to our weekly topic. Is WWE oversaturating the market? Let's do it. Okay. They got Raw 3 hours on Monday. Mm-hmm. Tuesday is your day off. Wednesday they have main event. on Ion now.
And that's an hour?
It's an hour. Thursday, you have Superstars, which is aired in the U.S. on YouTube, but it's also in other, it's in Canada, it's in Mexico, it's everywhere else but the United States, Superstars is. And then Friday, you have SmackDown for 2 hours. And then you have Saturday Morning Slam, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And you're forgetting
one. And then you have the pay-per-view on Sunday.
And you're also forgetting one.
Which one am I forgetting? Oh, and NXT. NXT is different, though, because it's kind of its own entity.
True. True. But it still is a WWE, you know, program. So yeah. I kind of want to include it in that, okay. even though like NXT really is, as you said, it's its own, like these are NXT people and they're only on NXT.
Right. And like they had like Ryback on there last week and it was a one shot thing. Like they'll bring one shot guys in, but JR did commentary as well. It was actually a really good show. Like surprisingly, I was in shock because I haven't watched a lot of NXT lately. And watching it, I was like, this is not that bad of a show, but it's for the young guys. They have their own title. I mean, it's the young
which
guys.
Which I don't understand. Like,
I don't get it.
I'm a little confused about NXT. Like, you know, I don't want to get into that. Let's just talk about them oversaturating the market. That's the topic.
3 hours, all right? Raw should really be 2 hours. That's what it should be. And anything that you wanted to put on Raw that you couldn't, you put on Main Event on Ion.
Now here's the other question too. Okay, so you have Raw on Monday.
Okay.
And then on Tuesday you have NXT for an hour. Wednesday you have Main Event for an hour. Thursday you have Superstars for an hour. Friday you have SmackDown for 2 hours. Saturday morning, 30 minutes. You are gonna do WWE programming. What are you going to do to fix this oversaturation? What are you going to get rid of? How are you going to fix it? What would you do, Andy?
Well, first of all, NXT is fine the way it is. It's an hour long. It's online and some places air it on TV. That's fine. SmackDown, it's almost like you almost want to have SmackDown, not 2 hours anymore is the way I look at it. Gosh, I'm actually all right. Saturday Morning Slam stays. Raw stays. SmackDown stays. Okay. Superstars should be eliminated and make that Main Event. If for people who do not live in the United States, they should get Superstars should be the same show. Regardless. Stop calling it Superstars, call it Main Event as well. You subtract that hour out. And that really, it's just a recap show with a couple matches. And they basically do that on Saturday Morning Slam, which is the funny part. But they do it in 30 minutes with a match. I'm sorry, they do it in 21 minutes. Yeah. With a match, and they also have some stuff that's geared straight towards kids. No hits to the head or neck. I mean, they do a good job. I mean, but right now we have you're gonna laugh when I tell you this. Without a pay-per-view, there is 11 and a half hours of wrestling a week. No pay-per-view. Wow. You had the pay-per-view in, that's 14 and a half hours of wrestling. Oh, and wait, I'm sorry. 15, because I forgot about the pre-show that they do before the pay-per-view. So you have 15 hours on a pay-per-view week of wrestling to watch.
That's a part-time job.
It pretty much is.
And when you think about it, their soap operas don't even go that long.
No, they're 5 hours a week.
Yeah. I would say this. This is what I would do to kind of fix their issues. If you're going to do Raw and SmackDown, first of all, it has to be a true roster brand split. If not, then I would take SmackDown and I would make that what Superstars and Main Event is. And I would have Raw be the focus. Raw would be everything. Saturday Morning Slam, I think, is probably really good to get the kids interested in wrestling. And so I think that should stay. NXT do its own thing. But I think you really need to change it up, though. And I think that, you know, we talked about it before. It's what FCW, you know, that NXT should be FCW.
It pretty much is now.
I would actually promote NXT on Raw. I would promote NXT on SmackDown. If you're going to do your own show, that's fine. We don't need all these recap shows. I mean, on SmackDown, they recap Raw all the time. And it's like, if I'm watching SmackDown, I'm watching Raw, you know? And on Raw, they never recap SmackDown. It's kind of weird, you know? Instead, they recap what just happened 20 minutes ago 15 times. You know, they got to keep doing that because they got to fill that 3 hours. I honestly feel that wrestling – TNA does 2 hours a week. And if you take a look at what they did, they in this Impact in particular, they put so much in there and it flowed very well, and you feel like you got a lot out of it. Mm-hmm. There was a study done I saw about work, and you know, don't tell your bosses this because they won't believe you. But if you work at an office, there was a thing saying that if you work only 30 hours a week, you actually get more done than if you work 40 hours a week, because you have less time to do work. And so because of that, you have to put more effort into it. You know, I know people who work in office, you know, you probably, if you listen to this, there are probably times where you're sitting there on Facebook or you're going on YouTube, checking your sites out, that type of thing. And you're doing that because, you know, you don't have work or you want to take a little break, but because you have the time. And that's the biggest thing, because you have the time. However, though, when you don't have enough time, you have to go and you have to say, all right, I got to do all this. I got to do this and this and this. And you're just going nonstop, boom, boom, boom. And I think that's the problem with WWE right now. They have all this time. And if I would be so curious. No, I mean, no one who's listening to this will do this, but I almost want to go onto the message boards and ask somebody to do this. Calculate how much wrestling there actually is on Raw, and, like, you know, have the promos and stuff in there too. Take out all the recaps, though. Mm-hmm. So anytime, here's what happened 10 minutes ago. Here's what happened. Here's what happened. And then tell me how long Raw actually is, and do the same for SmackDown Superstars main event. I almost guarantee you SmackDown is probably about half an hour, 45 minutes. I would almost guarantee you mm-hmm. that. I bet Raw, which, you know, you take out like all the commercials, it's like 2:15, I want to say, for the show. And then if you take out the recaps and stuff, it's probably only 1:30, you know, maybe 1:45. And that's the problem. That is the problem with that, is that they have too much time to fill.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I actually went over to see how many like minutes it really is. It's ridiculous how many minutes wrestling is, like the real minutes when they're on air. You know, Raw is 120 minutes. SmackDown, I mean, like, if you download the shows from like the WWE like YouTube page or just watch them, they're only like 120 minutes for Raw, 80 minutes for SmackDown. I mean, they're not very long shows. But if you're right, if you know what? I'm actually going to do that. I'm going to find out how much crap they actually recap on SmackDown. Because it's only probably an hour show then.
There are segments where they focus an entire segment to the recap of Raw. And then where it's 10 minutes of this is what happened on Raw.
And then they'll something backstage, and then they'll cut to commercial, and then there's a match.
Then they do another. Here's what happened. This week on SmackDown, you know, they obviously showed the CM Punk JR thing, you know, like I already saw that. Mm-hmm. I'm not watching SmackDown. Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I only watch SmackDown. I never watch Raw. Exactly. If you wouldn't have shown me that, I would have had no idea. There's probably like 15 people in the world who only watch SmackDown and don't watch Raw. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I think, you know, and obviously belabored the point, I can't speak, but I think the biggest thing is, if you're doing this, you're going to make people say, I don't have this much time to watch wrestling. And so people will cut things out. And then if it gets to the point where they're only watching Raw, but then you have all these other shows going on, and it's like, well, I don't know the storyline going on now, because they're showing it not only here, they're showing it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night too. I don't have a need to watch this then, because I have no idea what's going on. And then people are going to stop watching wrestling. Oversaturating the market is going to hurt their brand. It's not going to help it.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you follow the show at OffTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.